Chapter 214. The Superiority of Laylatul Qadr, the Night of Decree. Allah the Exalted says, Verily, we have sent it, this Quran, down in the night of Al-Qadr, decree. And what will make you know what the night of Al-Qadr, decree, is? The night of Al-Qadr, decree, is better than 1,000 months. I.e. worshipping Allah in that night is better than worshipping Him 1,000 months, i.e. 83 years and 4 months. Therein descend the angels and the Ruh, Jibril, Gabriel, by Allah's permission with all decrees. All that night there is peace and goodness from Allah to His believing slaves until the appearance of dawn. 97:1-5. We sent it, this Quran, down a blessed night, i.e. the night of Al-Qadr, Surah number 97, in the month of Ramadan, the 9th month of the Islamic calendar. Verily, we are ever warning mankind that our torment will reach those who disbelieve in our oneness of lordship and in our oneness of worship. Therein, that night is decreed every matter of ordainments, i.e. the matters of deaths, births, provisions, and calamities for the whole coming year as decreed by Allah, as a command or this Quran or the decree of every matter from us. Verily, we are ever sending the messengers. As a mercy from your Rabb, verily, He is the All-Hearer, the All-Knower. 44:3-6. 1189. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, Whosoever performs qiyam during Laylatul Qadr, night of decree, with faith and being hopeful of Allah's reward, will have his former sins forgiven. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. Qiyam here means what keeps one awake to one's capacity, and for worship and makes one perform nawafil, impels one to beg pardon for his sins from Allah, urges one to praise Him, especially if a person performs Isha prayer and Fajr prayer in congregation. He will hopefully attain all those distinctions which are mentioned in this hadith. 1190. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma reported, Some of the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, saw Laylatul Qadr, night of decree, in their dreams in the last 7 nights of Ramadan, whereupon the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, I see that your dreams are all agree upon the last 7 nights. Whosoever seeks it, let him seek it in the last 7 nights. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. Tawatat linguistically means to step or walk on, that is, to place foot over the place where one's fellow kept his foot. Here, it is used in the sense of correspondence. In other words, I see that your dreams all agree upon the last 7 nights. Stands to mean you had similar dreams. This was done by showing all of them the spectacle of Laylatul Qadr. On the strength of these dreams, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said that Laylatul Qadr should be sought in the last 7 nights of Ramadan. The wisdom of keeping it secret is to keep people awake to engage in worship for a larger number of nights in this auspicious month. 1191. Aisha radiallahu anha reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, used to seclude himself in the mosque during the last 10 nights of Ramadan. He would say, Search for Laylatul Qadr, night of decree, in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. 1192. Aisha radiallahu anha reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, used to observe itikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan and say, Seek Laylatul Qadr, night of decree, in the odd nights out of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Al-Bukhari. Commentary. We learn from this hadith that Laylatul Qadr occurs in any of the 5 odd nights, 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, and 29th of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Its exact date has not been revealed for the reason that people keep themselves awake for prayer for a larger number of nights. Had its date been fixed, people would have kept awake for prayer only on that night. There is a general belief among the scholars that it is fixed on the 27th night of Ramadan, but this is not correct. Ahadith do not confirm this view. 1193. Aisha Raziullah Anha reported, when the last 10 nights of Ramadan would begin, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, would keep awake at night for prayer and devotion, awaken his family, and prepare himself to be more diligent in worship. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. 1194. Aisha Raziullah Anha reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, used to strive more in worship during Ramadan than he strove in any other time of the year. And he would devote himself more in the worship of Allah in the last 10 nights of Ramadan than he strove in earlier part of the month. Muslim. Commentary. We learn from this hadith that 1. One should concentrate more on prayers and worship on the last 10 nights of Ramadan than the first 20 nights, in the same way as one should do more worship in Ramadan than in the other months. 2. One should keep oneself awake for prayer, worship, and glorification of Allah in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, so that one can attain the blessings of Laylatul Qadr. 3. One should also persuade his family members to keep themselves awake for prayer and worship in the last 10 odd nights of Ramadan so that they can also make efforts to please Allah. 4. Itikaf, seclusion in the mosque for prayers in the last 10 days of Ramadan, is also a meritorious act for its being a practice of the Prophet, peace be upon him. 1195. Aisha Raziullah Anha reported, I asked, O Messenger of Allah, if I realize Laylatul Qadr, night of decree, what should I supplicate in it? He, peace be upon him, replied, you should supplicate, Allahumma innaka afuwan, tuhibbul afwa fafu anni. O Allah, you are most forgiving and you love forgiveness, so forgive me. At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. Although no specific sign of Laylatul Qadr has been mentioned in the Ahadith, some eminent scholars have stated, on the basis of their own experiences and observation, that since angels descend on this night, one feels a peculiar tranquility and peace of mind, and one is overwhelmed with a unique tenderness of heart. The night is neither very hot nor very cold, but a temperate one. Similarly, the sun that rises on the next day is also not very hot, etc. Allah knows the truth of the matter despite all that has been said in this regard. In any case, on this auspicious night, every Muslim should earnestly pray to Allah for the forgiveness of his sins with reference to his attribute of forgiveness.